The old contract for certificated teaching staff expired this month. Teachers and a district team of school board members and administrators have been negotiating terms of a new contract since the start of the year. High school teacher Sue Harden was the lead negotiator for the Associated Teachers of Petersburg.
We started in January and didn't get done until last week. As I said, with a change in administration, it was difficult because everybody was unsure about how the change in administrative leadership would help or hinder the process that we're going through. And it was nice to have our new administrator at the last meeting, and he kind of pulled things all together and helped us be able to finalize the agreement. It was very nice to have him there.
Harden says the tentative agreement includes a 3-year contract with some small wording changes and a 1-year agreement that covers a 2% base salary increase as well as changes to the health insurance plan.
And our health insurance situation was really tough this year because the price of the plan that we were on shot up by 25%, or close to 25%, and so what we decided to do was go to plan 2 in the health insurance program, but we're going to look really hard at which is less expensive for everybody but has fewer benefits, or more expensive benefits, I guess it comes out to. But anyway, that will be all on the table for next year about how we're going to try and find a new insurance carrier.
Any future changes for health insurance coverage could also be applied to other district staff, including teacher aides, support personnel, and custodians, covered under a separate bargaining agreement. School Board President Jean Ellis says they'll deal with health care coverage for both groups next year.
One, we negotiate the contract for the teachers this year. Next year, we negotiate the contract with the classified employees. And so in order to be dealing with the insurance at the same time, that's actually why we decided to open it up, so that we could hopefully come to an agreement on a different type of insurance plan, you know, some other ways to not have to spend quite so much on the insurance.
Health insurance coverage for all employees is a big chunk of the district's overall spending, perhaps as much as 1/5 of the school budget. New Superintendent Rob Thomason says the district was facing another big increase in insurance costs under the plan offered by private carrier Aetna.
We were attempting to limit the increase for both the staff and the district, because there is no scaling back. It's how small can the increase be? The district right now, we're at a position of spending, depending on how it all comes out, between $1.2 and $1.4 million per year supporting the insurance benefits. And the teacher side's their investment in it still being calculated. So it wasn't a matter of scaling back. It was a matter of limiting the increase.
The switch to a cheaper Aetna coverage plan will mean higher out-of-pocket costs for teachers, with the district reimbursing teachers part of their out-of-pocket expenses for health care. Teachers in the district also expect to reopen negotiations on additional salary increases after the first year. Another feature of the new teacher contract recognizes paternity leave for the father of a newborn baby. Teacher Harden says fathers were forced to use sick leave under the old contract.
They could take sick leave for a small amount of time, but it was usually too short, and especially since women nowadays can't have children here, they have to go to either Ketchikan or Juneau or someplace else. If the father wants to go along, there was a real limited number of days that he could go, and so we had some issues where we just wanted to make sure that, you know, if she has to leave a week ahead of time, you know, be in place for the birth of the baby, or 2 weeks even, that they're not going to lose pay for those days that they're gone with their wives to have babies.
The district says the new tentative agreement will mean an increase in total salary and benefit costs over the previous year of just under $200,000. Both Harden and Board President Ellis say it was good to have the new superintendent involved at the end of the negotiating sessions, and Thomason praised the level of cooperation.
Everybody had the same goal of wanting to have this completed as the school year started, having some harmony in that area going in. The teachers and the board, it's one of the most harmonious negotiations in which I've been involved, because everybody had the same goal. And that goal is, we want to treat people right, we want to develop a great program, we want to fund that program as best we can.
That tentative agreement still needs to be approved by the membership of the Associated Teachers of Petersburg and the school board at its meeting in August. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.